Hi. The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by our friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I was reading a story recently about a woman on a plane who took all her clothes off and then crapped right on the seat. And this was a big to-do. I'll tell you what the problem was. She was too hot. That's why she had to take all her clothes off and defecate. Those planes aren't climate controlled, but good news, your house is. And if you call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling, they'll make sure you never take off your clothes and crap right on your couch. That's a guarantee. That's their no crap couch guarantee. You call and ask for the no crap couch guarantee, and they'll say, yes, sir, / ma'am. We'll be right over. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust. Yes.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. Game 3 of the NBA Finals is tonight. San Antonio at New York, where the Knicks hold a 2-0 lead over the Spurs. Texas Tech quarterback Brandon Sorsby has been granted a temporary injunction against the NCAA that now makes him eligible to play for the Red Raiders in 2026. Previously, Sorsby was banned after an admission on gambling on college football as well as other sports while an active player. Baseball, Cleveland Guardians at home hosting the New York Yankees tonight. Will Warren to pitch for New York. Gavin Williams to the Guardians, who have a 2-game lead atop the AL Central. Yankees tied for first in the AL East. Cincinnati Reds try and break a 4-game losing streak as they open a series in San Diego tonight. This update brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Take strokes off your game by taking pounds off your frame with Awaken180WeightLoss.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
About to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade you.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
Paul, good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Monday. Welcome in. Hello, good, clean boy.
Hello, Common Man.
Look who's over there. Teddy's over there looking fresh, rested from the weekend. How you doing, Ted?
I'm doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
Got a big program today. Foodgasm coming up at 4:46.
It's too much pizzazz out of Teddy for the start of the week.
You know
I'm
what
just
I like
saying?
It.
You didn't even bring any pizzazz
on
for the pizzazz segment on Friday. I'm doing good, Mike.
I get tired on by Friday, but Monday I got the pizzazz. Yeah,
well, today's his Friday because he's off tomorrow.
Go, so, my shit.
I got to rest up tomorrow.
Come on.
What are you doing tomorrow?
You're taking tomorrow off?
I don't think I'm doing anything tomorrow.
I don't like.
What are you
this.
Supposed to do on a Tuesday?
Exactly. Well, what would you do? It's crazy.
Well, usually you got errands to run, save big money at Menards. None of that?
No, not really. Right. Maybe I'll mow some grass tomorrow. It may need it.
You like to do a lot of stuff on your day off, though? If you're taking a rare day off, I mean, at least for us, it would be a rare day off on a weekday. Teddy is going to get into a swing here where he does this every single week now for the rest of the year.
Well, that's the thing, is that if I started this pattern and I'm taking a random day off during the week, pretty much every single week, I may be able for the first couple weeks to get away with doing nothing, but eventually my wife is going to look at me and say,
what are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah. It'll become like you have to get stuff done.
That's right.
It basically will be like a personal work day. And who wants that?
It's gotten to the point now where when I do take a day off that we didn't have something else planned, like we're not going on vacation. It's just, I'm taking a day off. I almost feel guilty being in the house.
Yeah.
Because she's working all the time, and then she sees me napping, and I know she wants to sneak up and just punch me right in the face.
just a love punch.
Go do something.
Just a love punch. That's all that it is.
Taking my approved PTO is what I'm doing.
If I had a day off to do a bunch of errands like that, I honestly don't even know how much I would get done because I would get overwhelmed simply with the thought of having to check some things off of a list. I've been trying. I've actually been speaking to a guy. He's loves listening to the show. He works for a lighting company up north in Westerville. I've told you I'm trying to do a little bit of pizzazz in the backyard around the green. It's been a lot of years coming. I don't have any good lighting back there, so I thought I'd get a couple of lamp posts, like lantern with 7-foot burial posts, black wrought iron, what have you. Thinking of like an old England kind of look back there, or like a Scottish look. Just a little bit of dim, nice lighting for the putting green. It's taken me close to a month to settle the order on this. I just can't bring myself to finalize one. I call it an errand or something on the to-do list. It's just one thing. Trying to get some backyard lighting set up.
Why can't you do it? Why?
I just have a mental block to get to the finish line.
It's not hard. You just sit down, you do it.
Yeah,
you finish it.
I know, I try, but then I think about, well, maybe that might not be the right item, or one of the items isn't in.
Timmy, you can second guess yourself to death. We're putting a light in the backyard. You're not picking a college for Jack. All right, just pick a light.
College
and go with it.
College comes and goes. These lights are going to be installed in the backyard until we leave the place.
Jason's beef with our guy Jason Stark at 5:30. We had memorial fun over the weekend. You head out there?
I did not go back out there this weekend, but I'm almost glad that I didn't, because the drama in watching what was unfolding over a few different holes on the back nine, that was some beautiful Sunday golf that really scratched the itch, because it had the makings of a finish that wasn't going to be that good. You had the postman who was just again on Rothman and Ice just about an hour or two ago. You had JT Poston, who had won a few times on the PJ Tour, but let's be honest, he's not one of the big names on the marquee when it comes to the game of golf. Same thing for Ryan Gerard. I know Rhyme Time is doing backflips because he's a fellow, I say fellow, Rhymer is not a Tar Heel. Gerard is a Tar Heel. Reimer is a big fan of them, but he was up at the top of the leaderboard too. Again, not a name that really moves the needle, but once Wyndham Rewards started to make another push, he's been really hot lately on tour, Wyndham Clark. And then when Tommy Fleetwood, I love Tommy Fleetwood. I'm a big fan. We've talked about him over the last year. He's
when
had
he eagled,
40 plus top 10,
15.
Yeah.
I thought he had it.
He took a one-shot lead, and then everyone else birdied 15 because it was the easiest hole in the course.
There was a point, Timmy, where you thought maybe you'd have four guys in a playoff.
I think they had five at one point that were tied for the lead there. So that really did it for me. And then the fact that Poston went from starting the day 12 under, then he officially lost the lead, had some real issues there when the back nine got going. He couldn't get up and down. Not only could he not get up and down on 12, what, he left that chip like 60 feet short or something and then had a nice bogey save. But for him to lose it and then to be in a spot where, I mean, Teddy, we were talking about this on 18 in regulation. So before the playoff, Gerard blisters. I think he was hitting 3-wood. His swing is so fast. Blisters his 3-wood. Pass where a lot of guys are hitting their driver. And then he has a pitching wedge in on number 18. Sounds better than it is, because a lot of these guys have the lie bent in a little bit on their clubs. You can see his swing plane too. But he puts it up there to about 50 feet. He's thinking par will win the golf tournament. And then Poston knows he's got to make a birdie or else it's done. He stuffs it to 10 feet. Other guy's got to hit first because he's away. He puts it to an uncomfortable distance for par. He goes, 7 feet past the hole? Then he's got a downhill Dick Trickler coming back the other way. And then Poston jars it for birdie. And so this dude has to make that knee knocker just to get to the playoff. He could have lost it there outright. And then for JT to survive three playoff holes, they're hitting the green in regulation every single time. It was fun to watch. And he gets the handshake with Jack, so there it is.
Here's the difference between you and me.
Mm-hmm.
I watched all of that yesterday. All right? I watched it all.
Right.
I sit down, and I'm like, hey, that golf yesterday was pretty good, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you got a lot of guys. They're tied up. They could have, they eagle on, what was it, 15 for Tommy Fleetwood? And then you come in with perfect recall. That's the thing, is I will tell you, you're like my wife, I'll tell you something 20 minutes ago, and then we'll circle back to it. You'll have no recollection of the conversation that we had.
I can't remember our ping pong scores. I can't keep score in
I'll say,
ping pong game.
Timmy, you going to put that audio in the system? Oh, yeah, I put the audio in the system. You never talked to me about that. 20 minutes later. But you can sit down and recall the golf perfectly.
I didn't miss any audio today, right? We didn't talk about anything.
Nothing today.
No, but the thing of it is with a golfer, you can, there's just a photographic memory. And when you've played a golf course before, then, which is why it's so great that they invite us out there one time a year to get a lay of the land. And I do think that really helps, especially just my natural interest in the game, of course, revs me up to just watch golf in the first place. But then when you've seen a place, you can sort of realize every angle where the golfers are trying to place their tee shot, whether that's a good spot or a bad spot. And then it gives me an idea of how good a shot really was. Like if somebody is down deep to the left on 18 in the rough there, that's an incredible shot to try to get that to the green and get it to stop, just to stay. So I can just sort of vividly recall all those things.
That rough was thick and juicy.
Thatch.
Little Lindy.
Little
Lindy rough.
Rough, just the way a mother likes it.
You know what we got to do? We got to get you to apply for a membership over there.
Oh my God.
Because it's probably going to take you about 10 years to get accepted.
Right.
You got to start applying now. Because I know that would mean the world to you.
I know a couple of people that are up there.
Well, I know. I used to be a social member up there.
Used to be up there.
Yeah.
Our guy David Babner, he's up there. We know some people. Your father-in-law is up there.
You can get someone to sponsor you.
Yeah. I mean, I'd have to be really nice to some people for a while because I don't know if my reputation alone could get me to a place.
Oh, you're a good, clean boy.
Do you think so?
You're great PR for them. Are you kidding?
You think people think I'm good and clean?
Absolutely.
Do they listen to me now on the show and think I'm just filled with smut and filth?
No. Well, you are. But can I tell you something? I know a lot of members over there. They're very smutty, very filthy.
Right. We're golfers. We're all disgusting.
That's right. You got this microphone here. You're great PR for them. It's a feather in the cap to have a guy like you. They would love to have a guy like you over there.
You're saying all the things that I have been thinking for a long time.
You know what? I'm going to work on that now because I'm telling you this.
I don't want to lose my York membership, though.
The day, hell with
maybe,
York.
Maybe
hell with Michael York.
Michael York's good people. He's been good to me.
The day that you're accepted over at Muirfield as a golf member of the golf club.
How am I going to afford that?
We'll worry about that later.
House and home.
We're going to worry about that later. Maybe we'll get you on scholarship.
A little scholarly.
All right?
Yeah.
That's going to be the most important day of your life. Better than getting this show, better than the birth of your son, better than your wedding day.
Birth of my son.
Probably not even the top 10, right?
Although there's more good things on that front.
I know. We can discuss that later on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We have some big earth-shattering college football news to talk about coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some slower traffic on westbound 670 from 71 to 3rd Street. And keep an eye out for a disabled vehicle if you're on northbound 315 near 3rd Avenue. This report is sponsored by the Ohio Department of Public Safety. Roadside workers have lives and families, but when they're on the job, they put it all on the line to protect and serve us. Remember, they're not just roadside workers. Thank you for moving over and slowing down. Brought to you by ODOT, USDOT, NHTSA, and ODPS. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Tonight,
I can get things done.
Go to the store, clean the house, whatever you gotta
do. Play golf.
Does that count as getting things done?
No.
Rothman and Ice, weekdays at noon.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus.
The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Partly cloudy, turning humid and warm for the rest of the day. Upper 80s for a high.
An isolated shower or storm could pop up later on today as well. Overnight, few showers and storms remain a possibility. Warm once again with lows only around 70. Then for Tuesday, scattered showers and a few thunderstorms are roaming around. Otherwise, partly to mostly cloudy, humid, highs in the lower 80s. For The Fan, I'm 10 Weather Impact meteorologist Justin Gertz.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
This show has over 50 years of combined radio experience. They also have a combined mental age of 11. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
We got to talk about the big story in college football here in 1 minute, but the big story in men's lives right now.
I don't know where this is going.
Peepee no working.
Hey, breaking news. Peepee no working.
Hey there, Timmy Hall here for Fixing Men. You know, you should see our friends at Tri-State Men's Health.
It's going to take more
if you
than
are
just
a man that needs fixing.
Stiff wiener that's going to fix men as well, a gender.
You and me, we're lost. We're lost to little boys. We don't know what we're doing. But if we have low testosterone, we know how to fix that.
Yes, that's right.
At the
right.
very least. So, you know, things like brain fog, not very productive with our workouts, crashing out too early. Bad news.
In the bedroom?
In the bedroom.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, guilty as charged. But when I started seeing my friends.
Your wife's like Siskel and Ebert. She just gave you two thumbs down.
She had to put the oven mitts on just so she could accentuate the thumbs. Bad news.
Mess you up.
But see our friends at Tri-State Men's Health. They know how to fix low testosterone issues. Because it's something that, you know, guys only used to start to feel the effects of when they were getting a little bit older. But it's happening to guys younger and younger right now. So if you feel like the levels might be off, check them out, tristatemenshealth.com. They got two lovely locations right here in Central Ohio. And get one of those $99 first appointments. Don't be older. Take control. Be stronger in the gym. Sharper at work. Better in the bedroom, you know, for the sex. That's right. tristatemenshealth.com.
Brennan Sorsby has been granted a temporary injunction against the NCAA. That means he is eligible for the upcoming college football season, which is perhaps, I mean, look,
perhaps
they were already in the coffin, all right? And maybe the nail was already in it. But now we have dirt on top of the coffin that is the NCAA.
The four letter is on life support right now.
Where they have no authority to enforce anything. If you don't have the authority to suspend a guy, to take eligibility away from a guy who placed hundreds of bets, lots of them on his own team. Mm-hmm. I mean, teams that he's playing on. It's not just, oh, he was in a fantasy football league. Or what was the deal with some of the Iowa State players where they were ruled ineligible, but it had nothing to do with them betting on their own team? It was just They just bet. And again,
That's still bad.
It's still bad.
Think that deserves a stiff punishment. But when we're talking about betting on the sport that you're in,
the game
Better
that you're
yet,
in.
The games, the teams that you're playing for, it doesn't matter. We go back to Pete Rose. It doesn't matter if you're betting on your team to win. And I don't even know, in his case, maybe there are so many bets, there could be several examples of how he's betting against the team that he's playing for based on what he knows.
It doesn't matter. If you can't enforce this, then you have no authority enforce anything. You got a judge in Lubbock, Texas. What a coincidence. Who says, oh, you can play. I'm astonished. And I'm astonished. Is it Texas Tech? Yeah, it's Texas Tech.
Texas Tech. Brennan
Texas
Sorsby,
Tech would allow him to play. And that the Big 12 would allow him to play. I know what this judge said about the NCAA's ruling. But where the hell are we as a university, as a conference, where we just say, yeah, all right, well, but, I guess if the judge says it, then
also,
go ahead, play.
Also, though, shame on the judge. No, but seriously, I get, yes, like the top of the list is how you can't even enforce a set of rules. You can't even create a handbook. They're searching for the government to do it. Why, think of all the different sports leagues that are out there that don't need the government's help to simply enforce their rules. There are so many of them. Even when we go back to youth sports, right, we sign up to play in a league, and if we don't follow their rules, they are the law. And if you do something, you yell at a coach the wrong way, you display bad behavior, they can kick you out, you will not be let back in. What did we just have recently? We had, like, the kid that hurled the fastball. Did you see that video? That was, like, absolute lunacy. Someone chucked a baseball into the opposing dugout. And the coach got banned, permanently banned.
I was going to say, that was a coach who did that.
And then the kid, I think, got suspended for a number of years till basically he would age out of Little League. I mean, it was a ridiculous thing. But you break rules, you enforce them.
You need to go in front of a judge in Lubbock, Texas.
But, I mean, what kind of a judge? I don't care where you are. I know it sounds like good old home cooking, and it is. But you can sit there with a straight face and say, what was the wording here? This court finds... Sorry, the writing is really small in the printout, that the applicant has demonstrated that he will suffer a probable, imminent, and irreparable injury if this court does not issue the temporary injunction. Get the hell out of here. You know what, buddy? You're supposed to suffer all of those things. You stepped in it. You did the worst thing possible when it comes to your sport. You gave it all up. You knew what you were doing. I don't want you to hide behind, this is a sickness for me right now. That very well may be the case, and let's treat that, but that doesn't mean that you get to just walk on this and use that as the crutch or the excuse while you get to keep doing what you always wanted to do. I'm sorry. No, that's a joke that a judge anywhere would even let this happen. That's a permanent ban in the sport. And to me, that's something that the next level should honor as well. The NFL should say, I don't think you're eligible for the supplemental draft or any draft for that matter because you bet on your own teams.
I tend to agree, but we're talking about the next level. What about the school and the conference? Do they not have any responsibility?
Any integrity?
Any integrity?
How would you let? If you're Texas Tech, better. Yes. So the judge says you're eligible. Why would Texas Tech say, okay, come on?
All we hear from the school presidents when it suits them is the fact that we're not getting down to the nitty gritty of student athlete anymore. We just heard Gordon Gee talk about this. The same guy who used government funds to pay for his bow ties and remodel his house. Right, we're going to talk about the integrity of the student athlete.
Well, I mean, he did think that he deserved a bonus, Mike.
Sure. We all think we deserve everything.
Yeah, I mean, he had that coming to him.
You know, we talk about the integrity of the student athlete, and yet the president of Texas Tech is perfectly okay with this? The coaching staff that preaches rules and accountability and how sports teaches you about life? And how to succeed in life and win and lose as a team. No problem. Let's just plug this guy back in because some rogue judge in Lubbock says it's okay. I find this astonishing.
It's everybody else's fault, Mike. It's society's fault. It's AI's fault. It's technology's fault. We're making this so accessible, right? Is gambling legal in Texas? I honestly could not tell you.
Sports gambling, no.
Yeah. Shocker, right?
This was done at Indiana, though.
No, I understand that.
Yeah.
But it seems like it's legal almost everywhere, and that's something that I could see lawyers using as their defense.
You can bring an AK-47 to preschool in Texas, but put some money
sports
on a football game.
Sports gambling? No, we don't need those tax dollars. But again, you know, we've got casinos everywhere. We can smoke, we can drink, we have all these vices, all these things that have been around us. Every generation has had them, right? And look, it's up to us. If you want to go with that, you've made it so easy for these kids to go down this rabbit hole. What else isn't easy? You know? How many times as a parent have you or I had to, like, think about, you know, screen time, how much time you want your kids to be messing around on social media versus doing something else that you think might help them grow as a person, whether that's just going out and being with their friends and putting their phones away for a while. There's all sorts of things that are going to get at these
kids that are multiple,
accessible for them.
To your point, there are multiple levels of failure here. All right. I think that obviously this judge thinking that they're doing something, I guess, righteous. They're failing Brennan Sorsby. The coaches have failed him. The coaches at Indiana, who apparently knew about this.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They knew that he had this serious problem, and yet he was still on the active roster.
Cincinnati, obviously. At Cincy.
Cincy's what I'm talking about.
I think you're talking about Cincy.
I keep saying Indiana. It's Cincinnati.
Indiana first, but he was betting back then.
He was betting back then, but we actually have evidence that the coaching staff knew at Cincinnati.
At Cincy.
And this is the state of college football we're in, too. I can't keep straight all the places he's been. He's a quarterback for hire.
They're all schools in the Midwest that have red in them. Yeah, it's very tricky. He's gone all over the map. They're all, you know, Big 12, Big 10 type schools, whatever.
I find this ridiculous. And where do we go from here? Where does the NCAA go from here? I mean, that's the thing. We can pass, which I don't even think they will do, pass this federal legislation. And who's to say that we won't have more legal challenges just like this? You have no legs to stand on to enforce this, so we're going to do it differently in this state.
You need to get a bunch of schools that buy in to a certain set of rules. And then when those players sign up to go play football in that league, they're all bought into, and that's the end of it. It's got to be collectively bargained. That's the end all be all. That's the only way that they can make this thing more smooth sailing going forward.
Betting lines are out for 6 Buckeye games this fall. We'll discuss coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a couple minutes slowdown on westbound 670 between 71 and 3rd Street. We also have slower traffic on northbound 71 on the south side between Greenlawn Avenue and 315. This report is sponsored by eBay. eBay is home to millions of finds, and each one becomes part of your story. From your favorite vintage band tee to the dream car you've been searching for, or the foul ball you heroically gave away, it's all there on eBay. eBay, things people love. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Ben and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Timmy desperately needs you to listen to this show so he can pay for his stupid dog's 10th ACL surgery. This is Man and Timmy.
Please subscribe to the podcast of this stupid show. It's available wherever you get your audio. Just search Colin Man and Timmy. Click! Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling.
Hungry, Mike?
No. Timmy's just eating some dry pretzels over there.
You want little Snyder's of Hanover?
No.
What's the matter?
A little too dry.
Oh, too dry.
A little too dry, yeah.
You know, it seems to me like you are a man that turns your nose up on a good classic pretzel.
No, first of all.
I like a good rolled gold. I like the large, thin rolled golds with the salt. Very tasty, very good, crispy.
I don't have a problem with pretzels. As a matter of fact, I have pretzels in my pantry at home. But I have to be in a certain mood. And I have to have a variety of beverages or dips to complement the dry pretzel.
Well,
you have nothing here.
I mean, I guess I do have my own drink right here, but I do think like a nice soda and a pretzel combo goes well. You know, I was curious about it, so I saw Matty Ice on my way out the door and asked him, what are your thoughts on a good old-fashioned pretzel? He said, garbage. Pretzels are garbage.
I'm not going to go as far as to say garbage, but you walked in to a perfectly good Sheetz convenience store with an assortment of snacks in front of you.
Yeah, that's
okay?
right. That's right.
And you decided on that.
Yeah.
I can understand going with that if you're looking for a healthier option.
I was. That's part of it.
No, now you're just lying.
Why am I lying?
Because it's off to the races with you.
Off to the
races. It's you and Tyvus trying
races.
To compete for who's going to be on the Biggest Loser.
Yeah, and you know what? I don't want to win that race with Tyvus. I want him to be the fat one. I want him to... He's got a great head start on me, too, for that matter.
Great ass.
Oh, my God.
You told me that you bought some new jeans today.
We both are getting thicker back there.
What size? Did you go 38 on the jeans?
No. 40. No.
You went 40?
36. 36. Come on.
I don't know if you're going to fit into the 36.
Come on. No, I went with Fabletics. I got that membership to the Fabletics. Buy some of their items. And...
How
recently
much,
they got into the denim game.
How much stretchy material they have in there.
I'm curious to see. I didn't actually sense I'm buying from Fabletics, and it obviously is going to be some kind of, it called it like the straight leg stretch jean. I didn't feel like I had to go and look at the percentage count, but I've always, I contend.
You contend.
That any pair of jeans that we're making, starting now, going forward, needs to be at least 7%. No, check that. 10% spandex.
That's too much.
No.
That's too much.
It's not too much. It's not too much because the denim is still going to overwhelm the spandex. It's still going to look and feel like a real jean. You can creep up. You can get crazy with the percentage of spandex in there. You want a little bit of that stretch, especially up on the waistband. It's going to be very comfortable.
I'll tell you, someone who has been hitting a home run for a long time in the looks department is Kate Hudson.
Yeah.
You brought up the Fabletics. That's her brand, isn't it?
I don't know if she's been with them now. Kevin Hart is one of their big pitch men.
Well, I think she founded the brand.
She might have. If she wasn't the founder, she was definitely the first spokesperson. She very well may have founded Fabletics.
I'm going to look that up. I know you think that women can't found companies and that's what you said before the show.
She co-founded it. Yeah.
See?
Co-founder in 2013. Yes.
She made some scratch, I assume.
Oh, God, yeah.
Anyway, she's been hot for a long time. She's got to be in her 40s now. God bless her.
No, she's on a show. She's on a new show. I've been watching it. It's on Netflix. It's about LA. It's supposedly about the Lakers, but it's a fictitious show called Running Point. She's like the owner of an NBA franchise.
She's Jeannie
it's
Buss.
Pretty funny. Yeah, basically she's like a Jeannie Buss. Okay. Yeah.
Ohio State betting lines for the 26th season football. We have some games here for you. Ball State, September 5th. The current line is Buckeyes by 50.5.
I got a pretzel stuck in the back of my throat.
Of course you do, because it's dry as F. Of course you do. You moron, this is what you get. This is what you get.
I can feel it sitting in the back of my throat. I'm going to need a little Dr. Pepper.
Make some drink. Texas, week two, it's a pick 'em.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Pick 'em on DraftKings. FanDuel has it as Texas favored by 1.5. Indiana on October 17th, that's an away game. Pick 'em on DraftKings. FanDuel has it as Indiana by 1.5. USC, that's also away. They got Buckeyes by 7.5. Oregon, that's a home game, November 7th, Buckeyes by 6. And at home against Michigan on November 28th, DraftKings has Buckeyes by 14. Ooh. And FanDuel has Buckeyes by 11.5.
So FanDuel, obviously a little bit cooler on the Buckeyes than DraftKings right now. Big disparity in the Ohio State-Michigan spread. And that 1.5 is usually sort of the kicker for who has the home field advantage, which I tend to agree with. I'm fine with those lines when we talk about the Texas game and the Indiana game. And look, by the time we get to October 17th, the Buckeyes will have played that Texas game.
Oh, of course.
We will have seen if they passed that test. So that's going to make
You can put some early action on these games now if you feel strongly one way or the other that the line's going to move.
Right. Yeah. Do you, in one way or the other, getting to that conversation?
I don't think we're going to have Texas and Indiana be pick-ems by the time the week of comes.
Something's going to happen that pushes it. You just don't quite know.
Well, how could you?
If Indiana's not that team, chances are Indiana is not that team that just won the national championship.
I don't know.
That's why I'm just saying
that
chances.
Last year.
I'm just saying chances. I'm not going to be, you know, surprised if Indiana wins their first 8 football games again and beats us at home there.
Look, you Timmy Hall, I talk about you on the show being a good, clean boy, and a lot of that is just radio shtick, because really, you're just a dirty, filthy hobo Joe.
Yeah.
And I like to pick at you and, you know, take all your flaws and magnify them.
Right.
For the sake of cheap entertainment.
Yeah.
However, today, I'm going to give you a compliment. We both had the same idea to go get some gas in the middle of the day.
We did.
About 1:30, you and I both looked at each other at the same time and said, you know what? No. Go get some gas.
No, I want to compliment you. I commend you, because that is one of the great... I mean, we talk about Teddy's PTO trick, when really all Teddy is running out on us. He's just throwing the show off its tracks. He's coming in to start the week. You hated when I left for that Wednesday round. It drove you nuts when I went out there and did the golfie. It throws everything off. But your little trick to go and get gas during the workday, it's beautiful. It's one of the most beautiful things you've ever come up with.
The morning gas, terrible.
No.
Because then you feel like you're running late.
No.
The evening gas after work.
Oh, God.
All you want to do is get home or get wherever you want to be. The last thing you want to do is stop for gas.
You see the lines after work?
It's terrible.
Because everybody puts it off and you're trying to get home. You're already tired of the rush hour traffic. And then you got to go into a crowded gas station where you got to, you know, nudge your car in this tiny little crevasse and try not to get a fender bender. It sucks.
You and I go to the same sheets today. Obviously, two separate pumps. I get in, do my business, then you pull up. You do your business. The douchebag next to me in the BMW X5 filled up his SUV, then left the car right at the pump.
No.
Walked right into the convenience store.
No.
Nobody else could use that pump. It was a fairly busy gas station, but he took up. There were plenty of spaces in the front. He could have just moved the car to one of the empty spaces. He decided to stay at the pump. You, however.
Me.
Good, clean boy.
Mm-hmm.
You
yeah.
finished pumping your gas, started your car, drove into a space so that somebody else could use that pump, and then go into the convenience store. That, my friend, should be on the same level as a Rosa Parks.
You're just... I was going to say Mother Teresa.
Whatever.
She had her driver's license.
Saying you... You're standing up for injustice is what you're doing.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. These are the things...
And I appreciate it.
This is something that Sarah, my wife, would never say.
That X5 guy go to hell.
Would Kristen give you this?
Absolutely not.
I would never get this.
As a matter of fact, she'd be one of the big giant b-holes that just stayed right at the pump.
Why are you moving? You know? Why are you wasting time moving?
You got a spot right here.
Yes, but now somebody else can't use this pump.
We're in it. It's the smallest sheets in America, okay? Sheets, by the way. Jail for that sheets. I thought the whole business concept was just buying massive plots of land.
No.
We need 7 million acres.
It's a terrible
one. Or else we're not putting the gas station right there. But yeah, I'm so glad that you noticed that.
Oh, I noticed it.
Thank you.
I noticed it, and I noticed the douchebag who didn't do it.
And everybody out there listening, remember to do that when you're at the gas station.
Former Penn State coach James Franklin is interrupting Buckeye business. Details next. Colin Mann and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch out for some tire debris that's in the left lane on eastbound 670 between Leonard Avenue and 5th Avenue, causing some delay there. And we've got a disabled vehicle that's on northbound 315 near 3rd Avenue. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Chip and Dom to Barry. Dom remembers when Bo was a young whippersnapper. And Bo remembers when Dom wasn't part ape.
And then Yolanda one time wanted to wax my knuckles.
Tuesdays with to Barry.
Sponsored by Green & Sons.
Tuesdays at 10:30 on The Fan.
All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
These two morons keep the studio so cold that Timmy's nipples can cut glass. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
These guys are cool, but not that cool.
Before we get to the James Franklin story, I'm in the thick of it, buddy.
Thick of what? What do you got going on?
Reverse seasonal depression. Most people.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Most people get their seasonal depression in the wintertime. I get mine in the summer for a variety of reasons. But the main reason I've discovered this after years of diagnosis and reflection and therapy, I never feel more depressed than when other people are happy. And so people frolicking around, like I have to take a break. I'm not going to go on Instagram for like a month,
man,
because my entire Instagram feed all the time is just people having fun in the sun and look at me, and I can't take it.
Okay.
I get so depressed.
You just told me in the break, and you didn't give me this reasoning for the break on Instagram. You just said, I'm just doing it too much. You just kept it at that. So you told me, like, if you don't see me reply, or if you send me a funny smut or filth post, just know I'm taking a little break.
Other people's good time makes me feel miserable.
Well, then don't take an Instagram break. Let me get your algorithm back to where it's supposed to be, which is just nice cans and jiggling aces. Let's do that. Let's live in that fantasy world. That's not anybody having a good time. That's just...
That's them having a good time and me wanting to touch something that I can't touch.
Okay, all right.
That's another problem.
Okay, well, if that's the way that you're going to look at it...
That's the way I'm going to look at it.
I don't know what to do.
The other problem that I have is, like, I'm on this GLP-1 shot now, right?
Yeah,
and I've lost about 30 pounds.
You look good.
But the problem is that the part of my brain that was obsessed with food and planning the next meal and where am I going to go and what I'm going to make and look at these recipes and blah, blah, blah. I don't do that anymore. You know what I do?
What do you do?
I shop. And so these Instagram ads get fed to me and I'm constantly buying whatever they're sending to me.
So you are just in... Yeah, I've seen you. I've seen you on the laptop. You're unlike me where I will stare at listings. It doesn't matter what it is. I told you about the lighting. Now the other thing, golfy is on my brain. So this is the one thing that saves me from the seasonal depression that you have, because I don't like the heat. I'm not a guy that enjoys it when it gets north of 80.
You and I are simpatico.
But
with that,
I love golf more than I hate the heat, just a little bit. So I realize, if I want to play it, I have to get comfortable so my body can adjust to the hot temperatures, and I can be thinking about something else, and I'm tied up in the game and the shots so I can get through it. But that had a lot to do with why I just, for leisure, didn't go out there on Sunday, just because I knew the rain came in and I saw like what the temps are going to do. And then combined with all the people, and all the people is good. Like, I understand that the tournament's not what it is without the massive amounts of crowds of patrons that go out to watch the tournament.
But
sometimes
it doesn't
for me,
do it for you.
If I already got enough people time on Saturday, the clock runs out a little bit and I probably can't do that again on Sunday. So I understand what you mean by the reverse seasonal depression. I just wonder about the buying things. If we have to,
no, I mean, that's why I'm
we
gonna,
have to put some limitations on that, but
that's
then what else are you going to do?
I'm getting off of the Instagram because those ads are fed to me, and I'm the type of guy that will buy it all.
I got it. While we're thinking about things that you've never really done, but new things, because I think we need like just a basic hobby for you, something that you can...
No, I have an idea.
I got it, though.
It's not going to be better than mine.
It probably won't be, but it's something. Gaming.
No.
Or sports card collecting.
No.
With me. And we can trade some.
We want to talk about
the items.
I'm trying not to throw money away. I'm gonna go down that wormhole.
No.
Come on, that's not a cheap hobby, and you know it.
Well, I mean, it can be just to get started.
No. Do I do anything just regular? No, I jump in.
Yeah.
It's the reason why I haven't tried hard drugs, because I know that if I'm the type of guy that I would try it, what's the harm? And then I'd be on A&E scratching myself.
I'm sorry. Well, I don't think gaming has to be too expensive. You can play like some games that are online. That's like a subscription based. It can be relatively cheap.
I used to play video games. I had to stop doing that because I became too obsessive with it.
That's okay.
No, it's not. It is okay.
It is okay you're to be trading, a little bit obsessed.
You're trading, but that's my problem, Timmy.
We're flesh and blood. We're human beings. We have to obsess over things.
A little bit obsessed. I get too obsessed to the point where I have to curb it. It's the same reason why I don't do the sports gambling. Why are you trying to get me into all these vices?
I'm not trying to get you into gambling. I suggested gaming or sports card collecting. Sorry.
Sports card collecting essentially is gambling.
In a way it is.
Yeah.
But if you do it like me, I've gotten to a point now where I'm not buying so many of the boxes that are really expensive. I am just searching for cards that I want. Sometimes they're already graded. I can look at it. I can decide whether or not I want to buy it or bargain for it.
I'm not jumping into a hobby. I'm not doing that because I just become too obsessive with all of that.
What do you want to do?
This is my plan. I told my wife, you really want to help me out here.
Mm-hmm.
You want to help with my seasonal depression. You want to help when I'm just, sitting there at night on my pad, scrolling through Instagram, buying whatever it is. I don't want to be doing that. You don't want me to be doing that. So I need to do something. So I contend that we put it in writing that we have sex at least 3 times a week.
That seems a little extreme, doesn't it?
3 times a week?
3 times a week.
Can't we just start with 3 times in a year?
That's pretty much where we're at now, Timmy.
And see where it goes from there. Okay, well, yeah. You know what?
But you know what?
I'm the one that just got a vasectomy, and it's fresh, and I don't even know what it's like anymore.
She was into it because now I've framed it in the guise of self-help.
Yeah.
That you're helping me help myself by allowing me to do things to you.
Maybe you could just become really good at it.
I am quite good at it.
How do you know?
The reviews have always been good.
But they're just from one person.
No, I mean, before I met her.
No, that doesn't count. That was ages ago.
Let me tell you something.
You're a different man now, buddy.
Let me tell you something. That still counts, buddy. Don't take that away from me.
I am.
I have very little.
We do.
Don't take those memories away from me.
And you do. It is very little.
All right, James Franklin, I swear.
We'll get to
no
that.
No more talk
we'll
of that. Seasonal depression or hibbity-dibbity time coming up next.
Yeah, there will be.
Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch out for an accident that's causing holdup. The eastbound 161's off-ramp to Little Turtle Way. And we've got slower traffic on eastbound 70 on the east side from Livingston Avenue to 33. This report is sponsored by Positive Coaching Alliance. If you have questions about youth or high school sports, Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA builds better athletes and better people through sports. Info at positivecoach.org. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels, Texas Tech quarterback Brandon Sorsby granted a temporary injunction against the NCAA that now makes him eligible to play for the Red Raiders this coming year, save a two-game suspension at the start of the year. Previously, Sorsby was banned after an admission of gambling on college football as well as other sports while playing at Indiana and at Cincinnati. Game 3, NBA Finals tonight, San Antonio at New York. Knicks hold a 2-0 lead over the Spurs. Los Angeles Kings, according to reports, expected to hire Peter Laviolette as their new head coach. His most recent employment was with the New York Rangers. Baseball, Cleveland Guardians at home of the New York Yankees tonight. Cincinnati Reds are at San Diego. This update brought to you by Metal Supermarkets, your convenience store for metal. Visit Columbus at MetalSupermarkets.com or 2180 Wilson Road for all your metal needs. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Two men who are not allowed to sleep in the same room as their wives. This is Man and Timmy.
Fishy has handed me the plug sheet for tomorrow. T-Bone and Tyvis get you started. 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. It's Hot Take Tuesday. Joshua Perry is in for Tyvis, who is on paternity leave, but he will be a guest on his own show, Follow Me, at 7:30 tomorrow morning. So T-Bone and Tyvis, without Tyvis, and Joshua Perry filling in for Tyvis, will still have Tyvis as a guest at 7:30.
In plus, studio or on the telly?
I assume that would be on the telly. Bishop and Friends, 9 a.m. to noon. Jeremy Fowler, senior ESPN NFL reporter. That is coming up at 11:30. And tomorrow on this show, it's our big, girthy Tuesday show. Teddy's not showing up for it, but Reimer will be here.
Reimer?
You ever hear of the girth, Reimer? You got Inside the Buckeyes. You got See You Next Tuesday with Jen Winters, who did not fall down at the memorial. That's 2 years in a row, and I'm very disappointed in that. We got Rapid Fire. We got Timmy Time. It's all tomorrow on the show.
Did you see any of the French Open yesterday? The men's final? Roland Garros?
No.
Didn't catch any of that?
I mean, I've caught some French Open throughout the 2 weeks that it's been on. Mm-hmm. I just didn't watch yesterday.
Yeah, so
I was watching the Monaco.
Yeah, the Grand Prix de Monaco, which is French for Grand Prix of Monaco.
Thank you.
How'd that race go?
It was all right. It's like every other Monaco race.
Just, didn't do it for you.
It was okay. It was fine.
I wanted to check that out, and then missed me on the radar. But I flipped on the HBO app because I'm watching some shows in there. I told you I've been watching Mad Men. Never saw it. Never watched that show first time around, but I was watching a newer John Hamm show, realized just how much I like him.
You like the John Hamm?
The actor?
Yeah.
So I went back, and obviously Mad Men is renowned as a show, and it holds up. I hear Bo talking about it all the time, and I'm enjoying it. It's obviously, people know it's a good like period piece from the 60s, advertising exec, so I'm watching that. And then they've got the tennis feeds in there, so it kind of took me right there, so I watched a little bit of that final. You had the Alexander Zverev, you know about him?
Yeah.
Reimer,
yeah.
You know about Alexander Zverev? Where's he from, Mike?
The Belarus?
No, he's from Hamburg, Germany.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it's from Hamburg.
Yes, it is.
It's my old stomping grounds there, Hamburg, Germany.
He is dating a very fetching German supermodel and actress, Sophia Tomala.
I don't know her.
She's quite fetching. And
I went to school with a Tracy Tomala.
You did?
She also was quite fetching.
T-H Tomala?
No, T-O-M-A-L-A.
Oh, this one has an H in it, I guess, because it's more classic German. But anyway, he had been looking for his first Grand Slam title. So that was it for him. Emotions just poured out of him. And it was a good finish to the tennis final. I found myself watching more tennis in this edition of the French Open than I have in probably the previous 10 or 12 Grand Slams combined. So I don't know what that was. Maybe
you're getting into tennis.
Or I think it was more the direct to me marketing by it being available in, I mean, obviously it's on TNT and it's all over there, but you get these different deals. Like where's F1 now? They're in Apple, aren't they? And then some of them, like we said last week or 2 weeks ago, they're also in Netflix from time to time. But there is some good in that. I know you are more classical with the DirecTV, got the actual satellite dish up there, and you want everything to be in the guide. And if it's not in the guide, you don't want to go stream surfing to find different things, but there can be some good in that. I just wish there was also a multi-view where if I then decided I'm watching the French Open and then there's something in Netflix or there's something in Apple, there needs to be some kind of alert that tells a guy like me, don't forget the Grand Prix de Monaco is going on right now. Because yeah, that'd be something that I would check in on, too.
Like, I had that issue yesterday with the NASCAR race, because right now they're on their, like, summer series, which is on Prime. And
okay.
Yeah. I want to watch the Memorial Tournament, too, but it's
on, which is just on TV.
Yeah. So I can't watch.
You can't flip back
multi-screen.
And forth.
Screen. Yeah, so I have to watch one, like, on my iPad and then one on the main TV. But I wish I had that multi view with that.
Is,
and you
is
can't,
this modern
you can't
problems that we
is
have?
This
my God,
the next, I mean, multi 100, 200 million, billion dollar idea.
Well,
that's going to come out to the media, like there, where we get yeah. this type of multi view that we're discussing.
There are some high end television sets that have that feature, I believe, but it's like the really expensive ones, and you can get like, say, two apps, I think, on the screen at one time.
Speaking of TVs, I was just cruising around.
We're never going to get to James Franklin,
no,
are we?
No, we are. We are. It's 407. I got it. It's right here. I got it. Where's James Franklin? Right here. It'll be a Buckeye story, too. Tidbit to it. But I was cruising down the Sam's Club. A 100-inch TV. You seen this yet? I'm up at 75 now. And I thought I was, oh, look at me,
no,
king of
no.
the castle. A 75-inch wall-mounted
like
TV.
What you get in the kitchen at
oh,
this point.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah, who cares about 75?
You got 100?
No, I got a 75.
Teddy, look at Teddy up there. Teddy doesn't even have a 75. There's no way Teddy's at 75.
No, I have a 55.
Oh, and 55. I'm looking, 55.
I was thinking about getting a 65.
You
but,
can't drive.
But you guys are putting me to shame even if I got a 65. I
a
guess
100-inch TV. Where are you going to put a TV that big? It's not going to fit in our yard.
It's not going in our yard, Russ. It's going in our living room.
I can't.
And what was the price on it? You're burying the lead.
You know, I was more enamored with the size of it. It wasn't that cheap. I think it was, although for a 100-inch TV,
it's 100
it was
12, inches.
$1,250. Not bad.
$1,250?
Yeah.
Under $1,500?
Yeah, for
and you're talking about 100? Not that cheap? What are we talking about?
What do you think my 75-inch Samsung Crystal UHD TV cost me? 75 inches. It was like $500.
That's ridiculous.
I know.
Let me tell you something.
It's insane.
We're all guilty of this. We always, and I paid $12 at the McDonald's. It's ridiculous. And it is. I understand that inflation's real and it's a problem. I just spent $5.33 on gas per gallon today.
That is ridiculous.
All right. Yes, it's ridiculous. However.
I don't know why I'm repeating the word however now.
I don't know.
I'm sorry.
When you look at the cost of the I'm telling you, back in 1990, my father bought a 50-inch television. It was like the size of a U-Haul truck.
Was this a like first edition of a flat screen?
I mean, the screen
like a plasma
was,
or
no, not okay, 1990. Okay, no, yeah. It was a huge thing.
Oh, like the big screen,
the monolith.
Yeah,
it was huge. It was 50 inches. It was humongous. And I think in 1990, it cost $4,500. And at the time, it was like, oh my God, can we really afford something like this? This huge, and it sucked. It sucked.
I know. I remember.
The tubes broke.
Yeah.
And then you got lines of color on the screen. We had to make an indentation in the wall just to fit the damn TV in the family room. It was ridiculous.
And then the plasmas came out, the first ones that you could actually wall mount, but you had to get an actual construction crew to your house to, you know, put cinder blocks up to get this thing because it weighed about 700 pounds.
Those were 10 grand. You pause the laser disc for 2 seconds, the screen froze. It was terrible. Now you walk into Target and they say, thank you for coming to Target. Would you like a free 55-inch television?
I know. For what?
No, you bought some deodorant. There was a coupon in there. So here you go. Here's a free TV. The cost of televisions. It's ridiculous.
All right. James Franklin's got a lot of TVs because he can afford them. I'm not double teasing this one. So
If we don't get to this, it's gone forever.
It's in the wind. Virginia Tech, Auburn, and Ohio State were pretty hot after one cornerback in particular. And the Buckeyes are still waiting for some commits to roll in, Mike. You know that these last two weekends have been pretty big recruiting weekends for the Buckeyes, for everybody else for that matter. But he's been reeling them in. James Franklin just plucked another guy away from Ohio State. I don't mean plucked another one away from Ohio State, but he got another guy. And if you look at the recruiting rankings right now, Virginia Tech is sixth in 2027.
To your point,
they're ahead of
any
other Big Ten program
that Ohio State wanted.
This guy is a guy Ohio State wanted. Auburn wanted him. He's four-star cornerback Bryce Woods, and he has made the decision to go with Franklin and Virginia Tech. He's 6'1", 180 pounds. North Carolina was in the mix there, Auburn, but the Buckeyes were as well. And Ohio State sitting there 12th in the rankings, but to see Virginia Tech top six in the country ahead of any other Big Ten program right now, still obviously a lot of time with this being the 2027 rankings, but he's doing some work. He's got a lot of recruits that he has to bring in because he just got there, but we'll see how it goes for James Franklin down there with the Hokies.
This has not happened often. I just got a text from my 9-year-old daughter requesting that I talk about the greatest sporting event of all time.
Well,
which I know what she's talking about.
I am tantalized,
and I'll do it. Coming up next, Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 5-minute delay due to some debris that's in the right lane on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt from Cleveland Avenue to Westerville. And there's a bit of a slowdown on westbound 670 from 71 to 3rd Street. This report is sponsored by AAA Tire and Auto Service. Get your vehicle summer ready at your local AAA Tire and Auto Service. Save $50 on an air conditioning recharge. Offer includes a free electronic multi-point inspection of your vehicle. Terms apply. See store for details. Offer ends June 30th. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Ben and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Common Man's wife would rather bang her head up against a wall instead of listening to this show. Timmy's wife is banging
the milkman.
This is Man and Timmy.
This dumb show brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. I got a story here for you. It's going to make you happy, and then I'll tell you about my Saturday from hell.
Oh, God, yeah. I can't wait for you to unload on what Saturday was for you.
Tyrell Hatton.
Tyrell.
Him too.
Mm-hmm.
Defeated LIV Golf teammate John Rahm by 2 strokes in Spain yesterday.
Oh, good for him.
To win another $4 million and win the latest LIV tournament. The league now has 47 days until its next scheduled tournament.
I think they have one right after the Open Championship in London or something.
Yes, they had the New Orleans event in this period of time.
This period of turmoil for them. Yeah.
They've already canceled that, but the report that I'm reading says they may not have the funding to last the entire season. So what they're going to be doing for the next 47 days, I guess, is fundraising like crazy.
It's
to
over.
Try and get rich people to throw their money down the toilet since the Saudis have pulled out.
I really am surprised that anybody thought that we had enough space out there in the sports lexicon for another major men's professional golf tournament. We've got our mini tours. We've got the Corn Ferry Tour. We've got the PGA Tour. We've got the LPGA Tour. Congrats, Nelly Korda. She's great, by the way. I don't know how much women's golf you've watched, but Her swing is beautiful. She's a great player.
Win it yesterday. Yep. The putt was a little hairy at the end there.
A little bit hairy.
A little hairy in the Hendersons, but she got it in there.
she absolutely did. So you got that. You've got the Champions Tour. You've got the senior old senior PGA Tour. That's a lot.
Timmy, I don't think
I don't even know if there's enough room for that because some of those tours have absolutely struggled to make ends meet.
I don't think the architects of LIV intended for this to be competition really between the two. I think that right or wrong, they thought this would be the thing. They would steal all the talent. The PGA Tour would be left with nothing. They'd essentially be a glorified Corn Ferry Tour, and the landscape of golf would change where LIV was the dominant product. Now, we can all laugh at that, but
yeah,
that was the original plan, is that if we pour billions of dollars into this thing, clearly,
and just get all the big names to come with us,
we can do it.
We'll beat them out. I really think you're an idiot if you were on that.
I'm not arguing that.
I think their only game, which they did, right? This is the biggest joke of it all. What did the merger even mean?
Nothing.
I remember seeing, you know, the breaking news one morning. It feels like it was 5 years ago when that happened. Oh, we're here to announce a PGA Tour and LIV Golf merger. What merger are we talking about? At best, I think the goal was that they would be able to basically operate as complete and total free agents, and they would have the ability to play whatever they wanted to play whenever they wanted to play based on what they had already built up as their stature in the game of golf. I think that was all that they hoped, that they would break away, that they would take enough of their guys and say, oh, you know what, if you let us play on, you know, the PGA Tour events that we want to play in, guess what? You can play in the LIV Golf events that you want to play in. And be like, well, why the hell would I want to play in one of those stupid events? I'll just, guys like Jordan Spieth and JT and Rory, Scotty, the guys that stayed home when it all mattered the most, that's what they'd all be saying. You play this game. I just saw this the other day, too. 1926, Bobby Jones won the United States Open right down the road here at Scioto. I was reading about that because the senior event is coming up. Like, that's cool. That's history right there. Talking about Bobby Jones, one of the first great names in the history of this sport as an American, right? To win the Open Championship and the U.S. Open in the same year, did that right down the road at Scioto Country Club 100 years ago. Courses like that matter. You go back and you look at the history of the game in a place like Ohio and how many major championships were played at all these different courses. Inverness, Columbus Country Club down the road back in 1962. Places like that where, you know, time evolves and we grow and you might not be able to have majors at courses like that, but the history of it, what the actual events are, that still matters. And it can move around to new venues. That's what we still get. We've got some majors that can do stuff like that, but then we also have the Memorial, which is 50 years in the making. You see how much fun it was for those guys to compete,
Timmy,
in a tournament like that?
What you're doing,
Jack's picking up the tab on everything.
Spewing out,
it's great,
all of this nonsense, but do you have shorts and thumpity thump music?
Are we going to pop champagne and dance with the alligators and Chubbs Peterson after we win LIV New Orleans?
That's what I mean.
In the middle of July?
All right, let me tell you about my Saturday.
Jesus.
So my nephew, graduating from high school, had his graduation party scheduled for Saturday. It was like noon to six. You know how it is. Long graduation party. Kids come, kids go, whatever.
Of course. Yeah, you do graduation hopping.
Right.
You got to check in, you go around to all your buddies, all that,
so
you stay put.
My nephew lives up in Akron. We were going to take the ride up there and go to the party and give him a gift and tell him how proud we are of him and all that crap, right?
But mainly, stroke a check.
That's what he wants.
that's what I would want,
what I wanted when I was his age, too.
Absolutely, I don't disagree.
But he also runs track, and the states just happened to fall on the same day as the graduation party was scheduled for, but he didn't think he'd make states, so he didn't make his mom move the party. He did make states.
Well, he shouldn't have been so good.
He was the only one from his school.
That's an amazing accomplishment.
And it was an amazing accomplishment. 400 meter.
Oh, the lapper.
Pretty much the lap around the track. And So what they did was they moved the graduation party to the evening. It was going to start at like 7 o'clock so that he can come down to Jesse Owens.
Got it. Yep.
And run in the race on Saturday. And anybody who was in the area on Saturday knows that we had some weather. So there was an earlier weather delay, which delayed them by about an hour, but he was still scheduled to go. And I went down there, and Kristen and Samantha went with me to watch him run. And so, you know, it was fairly warm down there. We're all sitting around waiting for him to race.
Especially after that first wave of weather came in, it got sticky,
right,
and humid.
And so his original race time was at about 3:45. That got pushed back to about 4:45. So it's going to be tight for him to race, then make it back up to Akron for his graduation
party.
2 hours
in the car back up there. We're cutting it close already.
And then he also has this school trip scheduled. He was leaving at 4:30 in the morning the next day to go to Belize.
So yesterday Sunday, he went off to Belize.
Sunday, 4:30 in the morning. So he's going to race on Saturday, get up back up to Akron for his graduation party, get to the airport at 4:30, go to Belize.
Dear God.
Try and do all of this.
That's hectic.
And so, you know, we're there to support him. 4:45 comes around, and it's his turn to race. And the dude gets his feet in the blocks to start the race, and they clear the stadium.
Oh, God, did they actually blow the air horn or whatever?
More weather is coming. The dude was actually going to race, and they cleared the stadium.
He's waiting for the gun to start the race.
Much,
and then
much.
You get the air horn instead.
And
oh,
so
that's
then
the worst.
We make our way into the Covelli Center because they don't let anybody stay in there. And we're waiting. A couple hours go by. They cancel everything
for
the day. And they say, come back tomorrow. We'll race tomorrow.
He can't come back tomorrow. He's got a trip.
So,
oh, no.
He finally got back up to Akron at this graduation party that was for him, which still went on at about 9:30, 10 o'clock. He got back up to Akron, then had to get on a plane to Belize at 4:30, was not able to run the states that actually took place yesterday in his absence. But I felt so bad for him. But I did cut him a nice check. And I was very happy to see his hot girlfriend made the trip down. The first time I got a chance to meet her. And so
why do you have to say that she's the hot girlfriend?
Because that's good for him. That's what I reminded him, because he's sending me text messages later on Saturday evening.
Of course he's got a hot girlfriend. You said he cut his hair.
Saying that's right.
He's getting a different level.
All you idiot
of the other
kid
sex
boys
right now.
You know, that have the big mop on your head.
Get rid of it.
That think girls want to see that. They don't want to see it. As soon as my nephew cut his hair, he became irresistible.
What's your nephew's name?
Ian.
He's
a good looking boy.
Simply irresistible. He cut the hair and his world has changed.
That's right.
She's probably on the trip with him in Belize.
No, it's
probably
a
hanging out at the beach right now in swimsuits. Learning about the ocean. Learning about the Gulf.
That's right. The jet stream.
That's right.
Is that right? No,
all
it's not the jet stream.
Whatever.
The Gulf Stream.
The Gulf Stream. All of the Gulfs and the streams.
Still a little foodgasm coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 10-minute holdup due to a crash in the right lane on eastbound 270 at Westerville. On that north outer belt, it's going to be a little stop and go from 71. And there's a couple-minute holdup on westbound 670 from Grandview Avenue to I-70. This report is sponsored by Coda. Here's how to have a day at the Columbus Zoo with Coda for less than $10 a person. Step 1, ride the Coda Zoo Bus. Step 2, enjoy the adventure. For more details, visit coda.com/zoobus. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Has a secret radio station. It's called The Fan 2. You can listen to The Bob and Tom Show, Jim Rome, and Buckeye Stuff. Why do they pay me big money to whisper? The Fan 2 is on The Fan's HD2 channel and streaming on The Fan app. You're welcome.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
Hey, kids, if you don't buckle down in school and do something productive with your free time, this is your future.
You guys ready to play like big boys yet, huh? Maybe pick out your own outfits in the morning?
Listening to Common Man and Timmy.
All right, I got some really good news for you, all right? This has been keeping you up at night, but apparently there's been a resolution. Jacoby Brissett intends to report to mandatory minicamp after holding out of voluntary OTAs for the Cardinals. He wants to be paid like a starter. But I guess they've both sides have come to the understanding that he sucks and won't.
Sucks.
He sucks.
Isn't Jacoby Brissett, isn't he one of the best in NFL history at something?
I think it's like TD to pick ratio something like that. I don't care.
Right. I think you're right.
He sucks.
Just if you need a guy.
If you need a guy. End the sentence there.
If you need a guy.
You need a guy.
To come in and play football for your team, he's that guy. That guy, everyone thinks that guy is Jameis Winston. Jameis Winston might be the best soundbite. He might be the best if you just throw a microphone out there. But if you want just a guy to just get you, you know, a 3 games under 500 record and then get hurt a couple games in, possibly.
Yeah.
Jacoby Brissett. I honestly, until you said the name of the team, I was going to ask, who's he play for again?
The Cardinals.
I have no idea.
Yeah, he set the record for most completions in a game. So he was 47 of 57 in a game against the 49ers. Yeah.
What was the yardage on the 47 completions?
Probably 197.
I don't know if it says. Yeah.
How did it not say?
Well, it's just a headline that he had that. That was the record for the completions. I have to look up the game.
7 completions game. Yeah, let's see. Brissett completed 47 passes in Arizona's 41-22 loss to the San Francisco 49ers.
Right, but how many yards?
I'm looking. He also produced a career high 452 yards.
Oh, okay, 452. Yeah, that's pretty damn good.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. That's nothing to sneeze at, and it produced 22 points.
Yeah, what was the score of that game against him?
41-22.
Doesn't matter.
We're here to break records, man. I don't care about the wins and losses.
That's right. Foodgasm.
Man and Timmy present.
Oh, yeah.
Sponsored by GoGermain.com. Shop 30 brands and over 4,000 vehicles only at GoGermain.com.
White Castle is adding a new item to the menu. After they say vocal feedback from customers, they are adding a new Southwest Veggie Slider to its permanent menu.
Permanent menu,
starting on the 15th of this month. The new slider features Dr. Prager's Veggie Patty with Chipotle and barbecue flavors. I guess the response was so great for this that they decided to add it permanently. Look, I'm not here to say that there's not a market for a veggie burger at White Castle. I just personally have never met anyone
that's thinking about that. When White Castle is on their mind.
Right, that's not to
thinking
say...
thinking about, now how can I get...
There aren't vegetarians. There are, but I don't know a ton of vegetarians. And I do know a few that just say to themselves, man, I got a craving for a White Castle.
That's why they put, isn't something about craving in their slogan?
It's all over. The crave the case, what you crave.
All that. What do you crave? You know, there's a couple of food writers out there that write some of those idiotic ones that I absolutely hate. What are some of the healthiest options in fast food out there for us?
Here you go.
What's the healthiest burger that I can get my hands on this week?
Dr. Prager's Veggie Patty. So if you like that stuff, prices start at $2.49 for the new veggie slider.
No, no, I don't want that. You know what they do have, though? And I think, what day did you say that one's coming in?
The 15th.
So I think this one might be ending its limited time run. And this is something that's not a permanent menu item, but you like the chicken fajitas?
Oh, you know I love a good chicken fajita.
What about a White Castle chicken fajita slider? Did you try that? Did you give that a little whirl?
Again, if I'm going to White Castle, which I love, it's for a very specific purpose.
I understand.
And that is to get the original slider. I'm not the type of guy
so
who...
So no. So no is the answer.
If you just handed me one
and said, try this,
yeah. I would eat it. Would I order it? No, I wouldn't order it.
Okay, yeah. It's a crispy, all-white meat chicken patty topped with grilled onions and peppers, melted jalapeno cheese, and a zesty green chili aioli on their signature slider. You know, even as I'm looking at that, you're right. All I want is a classic White Castle slider right now. Not the chicken fajita, and I'm sure it might be good, but now I'm thinking about two hot, delicious boxed sliders right in front of me.
Absolutely,
and that's just a little snack.
Say two is nothing.
No, I don't want dinner. I just want a little burger snack. Is that okay? I just want two. I'm not talking about ordering a steak and not finishing it, which I got grief for again today.
And you should. Because Tyvus heard about it today,
yeah,
and he gave
you
some grief.
Tyvus giving somebody grief about food, that's rich.
Even Tyvus is giving you grief about not finishing your steak. You know you got a problem.
I do have a problem.
Okay, this is like Britney Spears saying, you may need to check into the mental health facility.
Stop playing around with knives. What were you going to say?
Oh, I have long said, and I made this suggestion when I was an altar boy back in the day. And
so
I know
must
that,
be pure.
I know that that's hard for you to believe. I was the worst altar boy of all time. But I said to the priest back then, hey, priesty.
Hey, Jonesy.
Why?
Hey,
how are you doing there, Jonesy? Why do we have these disgusting communion wafers? You know, if you have the power to transform anything symbolically into the body of Christ, which is what you're doing, then why wouldn't we have like a little Chip Ahoy or an Oreo or something?
What?
Chip Ahoy.
Why do you say that?
Chip Ahoy? What's wrong with that?
Chips Ahoy.
Whatever. Chips Ahoy, Chip Ahoy.
Chips Ahoy.
What's the difference? You know what I mean?
Have a little Chip Ahoy.
Why couldn't
Wait
we,
half hour.
Why couldn't we transfer that symbolically into the body of Christ so that we'd get maybe some more people coming in here like, oh, I was a little curious about this Catholic Church thing, but now I saw they had yum-yums.
You know what you need? You need one of those vanilla, like, cream wafers with the Vortmans or whatever.
Vortmans.
Yeah, you know the little, like, they were like the cheapest cookie money could buy.
Why do we have to go so cheap?
Well, because they're just delicious, and I'm trying to think of the church, you know?
Nah, the church has got
99
money.
99 cents, you used to get them in chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, the wafers, they're delicious. Or just your basic Nilla wafer.
If you're a Catholic church out there and you're listening, and you want to do a little something different, I think you should give out White Castle sliders for the Eucharist. I really do.
No.
I do.
No.
White Castle sliders.
What are you talking about?
Perfect size.
Okay, but what about when you're a senior and you just walk up there without the hands and you just go,
well, that should be outlawed.
The priest is just going to shove a burger right in your face. Open up, Jack.
What is it about the old people that can't even put their hands out?
Get your hands
out. They
got
to put the mouth on. Put it in my mouth.
Where does that come from?
It comes from laziness. Here's another thing for you.
There has to be an actual reason for that. I need someone to tell me.
Dewey's. They have several local locations. They have a new pizza of the month starting tomorrow. And I bring this up to you because it's one of my favorites. It's called the Elote. Olive oil, mozzarella, fresh roasted corn and poblano peppers, red onions, queso fresco, house-made tagine crema, and cilantro after the bake. If you love like a creamy roasted corn dip, I want you to imagine that on top of a pizza. It's delicious.
It is. There's nothing
better
than any kind of like creamy corn dip, a Mexican street corn dip. Did you say tagine back there? Or is it tahine?
What did I say?
Is it tagine or isn't it? I thought it's tahine.
Tahine? Tagine?
You get you some Tajin? You got you some Tajin season?
T-A-J-I-N.
That's not tahine?
Tahine? Maybe it is. I thought I said tahine.
No, I think you said tahine.
Crema? Yeah. I said crema.
The crema is very good. Also, while you're mentioning pizzas of the month, I did a little video with JT's last week. Theirs is an exciting one. July.
I got that
coming
on
up.
Friday.
Yeah. Oh, they've got the margarita pizza, and the appetizer is one of the most visually, and it tastes really good too, but there's just something about when the food looks really good that even makes it that much better. The bruschetta with the delicious...
I like how you said it, too.
Did I say good?
The bruschetta.
Tagine. I could be completely wrong, by the way. I don't know.
Bruschetta.
That bruschetta. Freschetta pizza, though. Pretty good.
Things are all coming together for Timmy. He'll explain why coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There's a 5-minute delay due to a crash on the right shoulder of northbound 71 on that north side between 670 and 11th Avenue. Things are moving slow from East Broad Street. And there's a 5-minute delay on westbound 270 on the north outer belt from 161 to 71. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Serious crashes on Columbus streets cause permanent physical, financial, emotional, and property damage. Vision Zero is changing that through roadway redesign and a commitment to zero traffic deaths. Find out how at columbus.gov/VisionZero. I'm Nicole. 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan, it's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Listing live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. NBA Finals pick back up tonight, where the New York Knicks will host the San Antonio Spurs in Madison Square Garden. Knicks hold a 2-0 series lead. Texas Tech quarterback Brandon Sorsby today given a temporary injunction against the NCAA that will now make him eligible to play for the Red Raiders in the 2026 season. Previously, he was banned after an admission of gambling on college football games as well as other sports while playing at two other schools. Los Angeles Kings, according to reports, expected to hire Peter Laviolette as their new head coach. Baseball, Cleveland Guardians at the home of the New York Yankees tonight. Guardians a 2-game lead atop the AL Central. Yankees are tied for first in the AL East, and the Cincinnati Reds have lost 8 of their last 10 and 4 in a row. Open a series at San Diego. This update brought to you by TurboTrack Realty. Done with that property? Call John Kozik at TurboTrack Realty for a cash offer today. 614-470-2000. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
There's a greater than 0% chance Common Man gets fired before this show is over.
You're listening to Man and Timmy.
You know what I was just thinking about in the update there? Paul mentioned Peter Laviolette. You know, the Hurricanes are in the Stanley Cup Finals right now. There have been some really good games. He was their coach when they won the Stanley Cup. And he's coached in Cups since then, too. I think he was with the Flyers.
He's been
around.
I
think they lost in the Stanley Cup Finals, but... It's just crazy how in professional sports, maybe none more, maybe there's no greater example than hockey. Would you agree? Where you can just get fired and rehired and fired and hired and fired as a head coach, like as a top gig, making low millions everywhere you go.
When you're talking about veteran guys like that, guys who have had success, guys who have won Cups, like we've had John Tortorella here, and look what Torts is doing now.
Absolutely.
Right? We've had Ken Hitchcock here. He won a cup, right?
Mm-hmm.
These are veteran guys. No one doubts that they know the game of hockey, right? No one doubts that. Their hockey knowledge, they know how to field a roster, craft a team, all of that. But it's about striking the right tone at the right time. To your point, the Philadelphia Flyers told John Tortorella, you must go now. Right?
Yeah.
And
what you were doing when you got here is no longer going to be the plan that's going to get us to the future or have sustainability.
Do you think that John Tortorella is a different coach now than he was the last time he was coaching in the NHL? No, he's the same guy. Right. It's just he's on a different roster with a different group of guys, and he's striking a different tone, and it's working. And so that's why these veteran guys, Rick Bonus is that guy. Rick Bonus is 71 years old.
Yeah, he's been fired and hired a million times.
No one ever doubted that Rick Bonus knows hockey. It's just was his message getting through to that current crop of players, and it did last year for a large portion of the year. Now this year, if they start out and they're off to a horrible start, guess who's going to get fired? Rick Bonus.
Yeah, absolutely.
And is it because he didn't know hockey? No, it's because the message just wasn't getting through to that group of guys.
And I didn't have some greater point about that. It's just merely the observation. And because again, like you make great points. It's in no way me saying Peter Laviolette does not deserve. I mean, why is he getting another head coaching gig? He's been fired so many times. No, he's won a lot of hockey games.
And a lot of these
too.
Guys just circle back.
Look at
Lindy Ruff.
Ah, Ruff. I can't say.
It's 3 o'clock
hour.
You already did
it
that
was a
today.
Good bit at 3:15, and it still rings true now.
Lindy Ruff was the coach for Buffalo the last time they were playing for a cup.
Uh-huh. And here he
is. In the 90s. And he's gone other places, and now he's just back. He's back in Buffalo. He's an old man. He's doing his thing. He's the same guy he always
I
was.
Think Paul Maurice feels like one of those guys, too, doesn't he? Or he's had two different stints with Toronto. Or
Barry,
maybe making
Barry
that up,
Trotz was one of those guys for a long time. You know, they're just the same guy around.
And you get it in the NFL. You get it in the NBA. You have to work a long time. You have to work very hard. You have to know the right people. You have to know the game. You have to be dedicated to putting in the hours. Then you ascend to ever just becoming a head coach at all for the first time. And then you might have the first couple of times where you have to go back down, say if it's football, doesn't work out as a head coach, you go back to being a coordinator a couple places. But then even in the NFL, you can get to a point where you're a head coach, you fail, you sit around for a minute, maybe you go to do some TV, and then you get a call again because someone needs a veteran with some experience, even though you've been fired before. I think about like if I'm done doing this, I don't think there's any other like station or anyone calling to ask. I think I'm just in a ditch somewhere trying to just find work.
First of all,
it's great to be in an industry where you have that kind of recyclability. That's even a word.
There won't be anyone that calls.
No, I know.
And you will not be available for comment because I will have killed you and thrown you into that ditch to dispose of your body.
Well, at least I don't have to worry anymore.
That's right.
Yeah.
So you canned, but I put you out of your misery.
Well, wait, am I canned or am I just murdered? Why would you murder me after I get canned? What's the point?
Save you from a lifetime of humiliation and not being able to get a job anywhere else.
Jeez.
That's why.
That's really nice of you.
Hey. I know. I think so.
So I want to catch you up where things are with Jack, my son, who's 14, jumping out of the blue back into this game of golf.
Which that for years
just you shocked
tried
me.
To get him involved with this and he's resisted.
Oh,
you.
I've tried many tactics. I've tried being nice. I've tried torture.
Bribery.
Yeah. You know, physical harm. Like all of it. You know, that's a joke there. You name it. I have tried it. But just a couple months ago, he brought it up. He said something. And I think what I said to him once was like, dude, I think from what I remember, you had a good, like, natural swing. So I think playing the game and being able to get to a point where you can have fun playing it won't be a problem. And you'll reach a point where your buddies might start to play and then they're going out to the course and then you might feel left out and you'd say, ah, oh, dang it. I wish I would have at least played every once in a while, like just to keep my feet wet. So here he is and he's telling me how he's heard a bunch of people talking at school about how they play. And we just go right back out there 2 months ago. And so fast forward to where we are today, and we've already played probably 4 rounds of golf together. I never would have dreamed. I didn't know if I was ever going to get a round of golf with my son. my entire life. I just had sort of committed that to memory, and I wasn't going to be pushy. You don't like golf? You don't like golf. I'm not going to make you do something you don't enjoy doing or you have no passion for. You have passion for football? Go do that. I'll come to the games. I'll support that. Perfectly fine. But a party would still be sad, and you go out, play a great course. Like, oh, I wish my son was here. That'd be fun to enjoy it with him. So we played four times or so. It's been great each time. I'm surprised how good he is, basically being cold turkey with it. And Saturday, we actually got a lesson. And this goes to show you, not every one of our listeners, you guys, are complete and total lunatics. We've got perfectly sane people that listen to this show.
I haven't met him.
I met one. I met one on Saturday.
Teddy, you seen him?
You seen him, Teddy?
No, I haven't seen him
same
yet.
Ones. Not
yet.
I haven't met one
I'm
yet.
Still waiting.
Not
yeah.
the guy yeah. shouting, Walker told me I have AIDS, after Cooch hits a tee shot on Saturday at the Memorial.
Actually, but, I think that's perfectly sane.
But I met a dude through the Good Clean Boy Gmail line. You guys can send us a message right there, goodcleanboy@gmail.com. His name's Pat. He works at Golf Tech. We've got these two. We got two in town. You know what those are? You go, like, there's golf sims set up, and it's more... It's more data-based, swing analysis-based. They're perfectly, you know, legitimate PGA pros and may have worked...
I think they work with my wife.
They may have worked at golf courses in the past or been head pros.
I think that's one of her clients is
Golf
Tech. Oh,
really?
Yeah. I think so.
No, they're pretty big outfits. So he invited us over there. Wouldn't even take a tip from me. And I told him about Jack. I said, hey, you know, it would be great if we... Could we both tag along? Because you could get maybe 30 minutes with each of us. And so it was so cool. It was just free and easy. And he left you, a good teacher doesn't try to inundate you with a million different things. He gave us both one thing, told us like swing plane. We were taking the club way too far outside, taking that thing in from the start of the backswing. We went right out after the lesson was done to play a couple of holes before the weather got in. Instantly, both of us are just hitting the ball so much better, so much straighter. Off the tee, like we're driving the ball down there. It was so fun. And then yesterday afternoon, because we had got rained out and he'd really was itching to play. I'm like, man, I can't even believe this. Sarah's looking over at me. She's like, geez, have you died and gone to heaven? He's saying he can't wait to get back out on the golf course. Boy, I wish he would say, I can't wait to go and paddleboard with mom right now, because that's one of her things. But after that, he said, Dad, I know your Michigan trip. You got some weather up there. What do you say? Maybe, you know, later in the summer, you could take a Friday. We can go back up to Michigan, play a couple of courses,
man,
or
you
go on a little
really,
golf vacation together.
You're really in it now, aren't you?
He wants to go on a golf vacation
you
now.
You got a young man.
Man.
He's talking about cutting his hair. Did he actually do it yet?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow's the day?
I'll let you know.
This guy's going to cut the mop off his head, and he wants to go on a golfing trip with you.
He's playing golf. He's cutting his hair. He's going to get a girlfriend soon. My God, he'll be driving.
This is all working out.
He'll be 16 in a year and a couple
now
of months.
All you need is for Sarah to move out, and you guys are set.
Put up a sign that says, open for business. Smut and filth wanted here.
Blue Jacket fans have a wish list that is probably not going to come true, but we'll talk about it next. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Things are moving slow due to an accident that's on East Livingston Avenue at Alum Creek Drive. And we've got stop-and-go traffic causing about a 10-minute delay on eastbound 70 on the west side between Mound Street and 71. This report is sponsored by Ashcroft and Oak. Show you appreciate him. This Father's Day, show you appreciate him. Ashcroft and Oak, because he's worth it. Shop today at fornowandforever.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Best best way to make sure you don't miss any of your favorite fan shows?
Oh, no.
Download the Fan app, silly.
Ah, damn it, I knew that.
App Store, Google Play, or just scream right at your phone. Psst, you can also listen to Buckeye Games. Do it now. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Well, definitely a summertime pattern here across central Ohio with high humidity and lots of showers and storms in the forecast here on Tuesday. 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms across central Ohio. Highs in the low 80s on Wednesday. That chance drops to about 50% and then down to about 40% on Thursday. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Please take note of this warning.
This show will mess you up. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Oh, happy Monday. So glad you're here. 3 hours a day, every single day. Hey, we're here. The least you can do is show up. Right?
Every single day.
Every day.
Every single day. And then even if we're not here on the weekend, we have a podcast. I had a few people reach out to me and said that was very enjoyable with the weekend podcast. So I'm not even going to tell you. I'm not even going to tell you guys what it is.
What was it? I wasn't on it.
I'm not going to say.
Maybe that's what's enjoyable?
Maybe you were, maybe you weren't. I'm not even going to say what the thing was, but there's a little something different about the weekend podcast that Teddy always helps edit and slap together. So go check that out wherever you get your audio and your podcasts. Like we said, brought to you by our friends at Care Heating and Cooling.
So on Friday, we did Music Appreciation Friday. We had our latest round of Walker Told Me I Have AIDS songs and went through the votes, looked at the feedback. Proud to announce the winner.
And
from this past week. Well, let me refresh everybody's memory, okay? Because this is the winner.
Are we going to get popped, though? Because apparently there were issues
on
one of our shows last week.
This is the winner from week one. This is our Power Punk.
And how you doing, little partner? Fine, and it's little visitor now. Adawa Yuli is how you say it in Cherokee.
Now, it was a close battle on Friday between this one and another one, which was sort of like our crowd sing-along. But the winner from this past Friday was our reggae friend.
And how you doing, little partner? Fine, and it's
little visitor now.
Adawa Yoli is how you say it in Cherokee. Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned. Walker told me I have AIDS. Walker told me I have AIDS. Walker told me I have AIDS.
We'll have a fresh crop of five, coming up on Friday's show.
My God.
Get ready for them.
That reggae. Man,
that's why it won, Timmy.
It's just, it's happy, it's catchy. It's
happy AIDS, right.
It's happy little accent.
Happy AIDS.
Yeah.
For Jackets fans, hoping that they can swoop in and score Dylan Larkin in a trade from the Red Wings, think again. He has a no-trade clause, and apparently his approved teams. Now, he wants to get out of Detroit, all right? But he wants to do it on his terms. So his approved teams are Florida, Vegas, and Minnesota. Wouldn't that make it extra special? Vegas goes out, wins the cup. They've had nothing but success.
And then they make a deal for Dylan
Larkin.
And they
fall ass backwards into Dylan Larkin.
29 years old, still hasn't hit 30, and he seems like he has a million points in his NHL career already. Yeah,
he's got a long-term deal already signed up. You don't have to worry about that.
You just pay it.
Right, you just pay it.
You just pay it. And hopefully get a great player with the, you know, you never know, change of scenery, how that's going to work. But clearly he wants that. Maybe we just gotta find a way to get a message to him.
The message?
We got great. So we just had this great golf tournament. You can participate in the pro-am every year. You can get a handshake with Jack. I mean, hockey players love to play golf, right? We got the zoo. We got a wonderful
zoo. We've done the zoo. Nathan Horton wanted the zoo, and that didn't work out. Threw his back out. He's dead now. Poppy's dead.
Was it too many trips to the zoo with the stroller? Did that do his back in?
I don't know.
The very thing that brought him here, the thing that killed him.
Dylan Larkin wants to get out of Detroit because they're not making the playoffs. Why the hell would he want to come here?
Because
why?
We're in the playoffs.
No, we're not.
Oh, I mean, we've been waiting.
We've been waiting for a girl like you.
That's good. Yeah. The Eagles. I know.
What's the matter with you?
It was a joke.
Moron. How you doing over there, Ted? You've been very quiet today.
I'm doing good, Mike.
You have nothing to say?
That's it,
Teddy? This is all you're going to give me?
You started out with the most pizzazz ever. And then...
Yeah, the first minute of the show, and that's all been downhill from there. Yeah.
Completely quiet.
Want to talk about your crappy baseball team? Your last place piece of crap, Reds?
It's always next year.
Hey, Teddy, were you watching, I don't know if it was yesterday's game.
UFL games? Yeah,
semifinals.
Stop. You were watching that, you liar.
No. I don't know which Reds game it was.
The one they lost?
Yes.
All of them?
All of them this weekend?
Would you just let me get the thing out?
Go ahead. Get it out. Whip it out.
Excuse me while I whip this out. There is a dad dangling his son
out to get the ball.
Yeah, you see that? He's holding. There's a Reds dad out, you know, right beyond center field or wherever that is. And he's holding his kid by the ankles, holding him completely vertical so he can try to get a ball that was wedged in between the mat and the wall.
What good are kids if you can't use them for some sort of apparatus to get a foul ball?
It was like Michael Jackson using blanket.
Blanket. It's like MJ faking out the media by throwing the doing the old, yes. Oh, I'm going to drop the baby. Over the balcony. Oh, I got it.
All right, so we had Memorial Fun this weekend. I did see that they're going to be back on the holiday weekend schedule next year. So it will be the week of the actual Memorial Day.
It was just the most extreme case this year. That's really what happened.
Memorial Day came very early. It was the 23rd or something like that?
Yeah, it was the earliest that it could be. And so it just sort of jumbled it up. But I know like in the past, they've had some shuffling around of the PGA Tour schedule. So you wanted to make sure that you had that separation between major championships. I know that had been important to Jack to make sure that a guy like Rory McIlroy, who chose not to play it last year, would have this one on his list. I really would hope that anybody worth anything in the game of golf is playing in the Memorial unless they have a family situation or are injured.
Let me ask you a question.
How big of a deal it is.
So one day, you know, 50 years from now, maybe Jack will no longer be with us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you,
think he's making it 50 years?
Shame on me. You know, maybe he is. Maybe he's cryogenically frozen.
Well,
he shows back up. I don't know.
Maybe the technology's right around the corner.
But are you in the camp that when Jack go bye-bye, you would like to see Mirfield open up to maybe the possibility of hosting a U.S. Open, which has been discussed in the past,
mm-hmm.
but the other side of that is then you wouldn't have the Memorial, right? You'd be sacrificing the tournament that Jack founded and has been going strong for 50 years, or there are some who say, no, we don't need that. The course doesn't need that for validation. We have a permanent spot on the schedule every single year. A lot of people consider this tournament to be the fifth major. So why would we bend over backwards to host a U.S. Open? We don't need to do that. What would you like to see?
I would be a proponent of seeing that venue host a major championship. I think there's just a different type of gravitas that you get as a facility, as a course. I think it's an incredible honor. I know that means sacrificing a little bit of your artistic integrity, right? Like, you can speak to that, but that's what the USGA would do. They're going to come in there And I know a guy like Jack Nicklaus, and you're going to have some say. I mean, they're not going to be the first golf
course
ever.
Jack doesn't want it. They're not going to do it when Jack's kicking.
I would love to see it. I really would. And I, alternatively to what you said, sacrificing the memorial, I would be more inclined to see them switch the season for that year, because it'd be too close together to where the U.S. Open is to be at. You'd need some separation. But say maybe there's going to be some shuffling with sponsorships and golf courses for the FedEx Cup playoffs. Maybe the Memorial right back here at Muirfield Village becomes one of the early events in the FedEx Cup playoffs, or one of the fall events, you know? So a different type of different season where you still get the playing of the tournament, like Pebble Beach. Pebble Beach has a regular PGA Tour event in February.
To see a tournament at Muirfield in the fall.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Which we saw,
yeah.
Right?
We saw at Augusta. We saw them play a fall Masters.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about at Muirfield. Didn't they do...
President's Cup.
President's Cup.
Absolutely.
That's right. It was in the fall.
And then Ryder Cup was there when, Teddy? Back in the 80s? I think they had a Ryder Cup back at Muirfield in the late 80s?
I think that sounds right.
Like,
yes.
Back in the day.
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
No, I wish Jack would open his mind a little bit to that, because, again, I know what that opens it up for. We're talking about the U.S. Open. We're talking about the United States Open.
Absolutely.
And to me, like we've talked about this, most people would lean the Masters. You told me there's one, if you're going to win one major championship and one major championship alone, I'm hard-pressed to say I wouldn't want to win a U.S. Open at Pebble Beach,
so
even over winning the Masters one time.
If I'm understanding you properly, and I think that I am, you are advocating for Jack to die. That's
tonight!
Teddy, is that what you heard as well? It's what I heard.
I'm sad to say.
Yeah, I think it's disgusting. I think you should be ashamed of yourself.
Not a contest.
All of that. It's ridiculous. Jason's beef with our guy Jason Stark in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got an accident causing delay on southbound 270 after Easton Way on the East Outer Belt. And watch out for a crash that's blocking the right lane, causing traffic to back up on eastbound 270 on the North Outer Belt after Sawmill Road. This report is sponsored by Positive Coaching Alliance. If you have questions about youth or high school sports, Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA builds better athletes and better people through sports. Info at positivecoach.org. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I am a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
He's a man who's in every Hall of Fame in the known universe. He's a man who travels thousands of miles to see celestial bodies. He's a man who enjoys a good tomato pie. And he's a man who regrets a few life choices every Monday at 5:30. It's Jason's Beef with Jason Stark.
Sponsored by Logan AC and Heat Services. Don't go through another air conditioner breakdown. For fast, friendly service, call the experts at Logan Services now for a free estimate and next day air installation.
The Hall of Famer Jason Stark joins us on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Hello, my friend.
Mike, Monday on Monday again this week?
Monday on Monday action is what we call it in the smut world. you text me every single Monday and you say, what do you want to talk about? And I'm done answering that question, because the real question is, what do you want to talk about? That's what matters.
Okay, well, I can help with that. You just want me to just... go?
Yes, go. Spitball it. Go.
Okay. I wanted to talk to you about this crazy thing that I wrote about the other day, because baseball is so awesome. Now, Andrew Kittredge, now you guys have heard of him, right? Reliever for the Orioles. So he came into a game recently with the bases loaded, and it was the middle of an at-bat because the pitcher before him had gotten hurt. But if you look at the box score of that game, it says he inherited four runners, not three. So I don't know what you were thinking if you saw that, but I was thinking, how was this possible?
Because there's only three bases, so how do you inherit
four
runners?
I was going to give you that quiz. How many bases are there? There are three. So how many base runners could possibly be standing on those bases?
Three. Who's on first? What's on second? Yeah, three.
Right. Exactly. So you want me to try to explain this? I don't know if I can, but I'll give you the reasoning. So Andrew Kitchers comes into the game, and it's a 3-0 count. So when he throws ball four, the walk is not credited to him. Okay, so
it's not his full at-bat.
It's not his full at-bat. It goes to the pitcher before him.
Right.
And so even though he put this runner on base, the box score decided that wasn't his fault. So they added an extra runner inherited to him. And yet, it's only in one place on MLB.com that the box score thinks he inherited four runners. And why is that? Well, that's because no computer would believe that it's possible to inherit four runners when there are only three bases. So you tell me, who's right here?
Where did you even find this?
He's in the weeds on stats.
With my work?
That should be credited. You shouldn't get blamed for a walk. Even if you leave the count at 3-0, you leave the game, then that one should just be non-existent.
Here's my question, though. You've been doing this for so long. Do you have, like, tipsters that tell you, like, hey, Jason, this is odd. Take a look at this. Or do you just naturally find these oddities yourself?
I find many of them myself. Yeah. But here's what I find. If you write about these things enough, the whole world decides it's up to me to let them know how these things happened or why they're possible or why they're rare or why they've never happened or when's the last time it happened. And, you know, I think I've told you guys the story of being in Italy when my phone started rattling like in the middle of the night, and my wife Lisa saying, what the heck is happening? And so I looked at the phone and said, you really don't want to know? But what had happened was Ranger Suarez had pitched against the Rangers, and people thought they needed to alert me and have me look up everybody, like every time a Red had ever pitched against the Reds, and every time Sox Seabold had pitched against the White Sox or the Red Sox. Jeez. This is my life.
See, what happened was, Jason Stark is with us. This guy is throwing real fast. So, Jacob Mizorowski, Jason, when is his arm just going to explode right off of his body? It's got to happen here soon.
Do you know how many pitches he's thrown at 100 miles an hour or faster?
7,000.
That's a good guess. It's not quite that many, but it's 402. It's June.
I don't like hearing that. It makes my body hurt.
Right? And he's admitted he just goes out there and throws every fastball as hard as he can throw it. And then if they take him out, they take him out. That's not how they used to do it, but I've just been mesmerized, is that the term, by whether or not he's the hardest throwing starting pitcher ever. And I've been like, I don't know how he proved it to Bob Feller.
I was going to say, you are taunting fate, because if there was one man that was going to haunt you in your dreams tonight, just for uttering that phrase, it's going to be Bob Feller. He's going to come back. He's going to come back and haunt you.
Shh, be quiet now. You can hear him screaming at us. from the grave. There's no doubt. I'm sure I've told you my favorite Bob Feller story, right? It's at the 97 World Series, and Rob Nen comes into the game and throws a pitch, and it goes up on the board at 103. And so then the Cleveland Indians are playing the Marlins in this game, and the next day we see Bob Feller on the field. So a couple of us go up to Feller and say, "Hey, Bob, did you ever throw 103? And he said, "103? That was my changeup."
Hey, you know what? He's not kidding with you.
I know. Exactly. I don't. Did you ever watch that documentary Fastball?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, because they show when he he raced a motorcycle. His fastball raced a motorcycle. And they decided he was throwing 107 miles an hour.
Well,
something.
They didn't have the type of, you know, measuring devices that we have today. We don't really know how hard these guys were throwing, but
right.
I mean, you have to assume that they weren't throwing 103 all the time. That's not to say they couldn't throw 103. I'm sure Bob Feller could throw 103, but at the you can't pitch that amount of innings that these guys pitched back in the day and throw 103 all the time. It's impossible, physically impossible.
Like, all right, I would agree with that. But if you watch the clips in that documentary, for example, and just watch these guys rear back and throw their fastball, it looks like the kinds of swings and misses that we see today. I mean, they were throwing incredibly hard, and hitters, the best hitters on earth, couldn't catch up with it. So how can we be sure that they weren't throwing this hard?
You're right. We're probably not, and I'm not saying that they couldn't throw that hard. I just don't know if consistently. They're also swinging a different type of bat back then. They're essentially swinging a piece of, you know, lumber from the yard. It's not the light toned bat that we have today.
Well, you're not wrong, but I'm just fascinated by this question, and so I'm working on a story about this very question. And you know who I'm going to talk to about it this week?
Who?
A guy named Nolan Ryan.
Ooh.
I can't wait to hear his take.
What's he been up? This. What's Nolan been up to?
Well, like he's not doing much right now. He does watch baseball. He watches the Astros. He watches the Rangers. And there's a great book about him that's out now by my friend Tim Brown, a new bio, and it's amazing. It's called Nolan, The Singular Life of an American Original. Highly recommended. But, you know, I don't think Nolan's thinking about making a comeback, if that's what you're asking.
He's only 79 years old.
I'd
he
like
probably
to
still
see
throws
it.
90.
Right. Yeah. Since he's 79, he's eased up, and he's only throwing 90. That sounds right.
Hey, I'll leave you with this. If the postseason started today, do you know who'd be in the postseason?
You want me to say the White Sox, don't you?
You can put it on the board, yeah!
Just saying.
So. You're just saying?
I'm just saying.
You don't want me to draw any big conclusions from that, huh?
No. I've had very little to cheer for over the past few years. Just give me this. That's all. I understand they went to Philadelphia, lost 2-3. I don't care. Be quiet. Just give me something.
Okay, I would only ask you one question. What do you think the odds are of the season ending today?
Well, maybe there's a comet that will hit Earth, right?
The same comet that Jason would love to gaze at while the unstoppable force heads right for us.
Jason, we always appreciate it, my friend. We'll talk to you next week.
Look forward to it, guys. Thanks.
Jason's beef with our guy Jason Stark on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Back page coming up. Colin Mann and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some stop-and-go traffic causing a five-minute holdup on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt between 315 and Westerville. And watch out for an accident causing delay on Cleveland Avenue between Grove Street and 670. This report is sponsored by Bank of America. Bank of America, sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026, dedicated to offering solutions to help businesses meet their goals locally and globally. More at bankofamerica.com/gamechangers. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Your favorite fan shows are available as a podcast. What a concept. And don't miss exclusive podcast content like Austin and Burn. Listen on your schedule from anywhere in the world. Available wherever you get your podcasts. The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by KDHVAC, doing whatever it takes to keep your home comfortable. The Fan.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeye Show is the Beamer, Brandon Beam. Hello, Beamer.
Common Man Timmy, happy Monday to you.
Happy Monday to you, Beam.
Memorial treat you this weekend.
It's good. It's fun. Yeah, Meredith and I went out on Friday, had a nice little time walking around, and then took the boy out yesterday. He did a very good job.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Act like a little gentleman?
Yeah, he was fine. So we got there as like the third round was ending. So we got there pretty early, and we didn't watch much golf at all, but walked down to 14 because I told him, like, look, you get to look at the water. We saw some fish, which was cool.
He jumped right in.
He was close on 10. You know how they have those bridges there.
You can't just walk right off the bridge, son.
And he's peering over, and he's putting his knees like on the very edge of it. I got a hold of the back of his shirt. And the buddy who was there with me is like, that's close enough. I'm like, I agree, because I can see in my head where he goes just tumbling down into the pond on 10, and I'm going to have to jump in there and save him.
But, you know, it's refreshing, though.
Is it?
It's
you ever been in there?
A little warm out there. Just trying to cool off, you know?
That's all he was trying to do. And then he walked back up 18 by himself, was gassed, was just, like, dripping sweat.
Oh, God.
So that was fine. Then we went inside, and he had some French fries and ketchup and a milkshake. So he was all good.
How you said ketchup is one of the ingredients. French fries,
that's the main,
ketchup.
No, it's the main ingredient.
The French fries are just the accent to the ketchup.
Correct.
Right. Now, you're a stickler for golf rules and tradition, and I appreciate that about you. Mm-hmm. You ever see the episode of Seinfeld with the soup Nazi?
Yeah.
Where Jerry and his girlfriend are kissing in the line, and then the soup Nazi catches them.
Oh, yeah.
Jerry pretends like he doesn't even know who this person is. He sacrificed his girlfriend because the soup was so good. Would you let your kid drown and not go jumping after him and then say, I don't know who that kid
for
is?
For the good of your reputation.
For the good of your reputation.
I think I would say, I don't know who that kid is, but I was just jumping in. Anyways,
right. I'm a good Samaritan.
Some random kid was
in
there.
It's not my kid.
Correct. That's proper. Golf's an etiquette game. You don't have to do that. He's choosing to do that. Oh, yeah. Okay, little boy. Let's go find your father. Let's go find your father.
I'm not your father.
Daddy. Willie? Okay, let's go, little Willie. Let's go up to the clubhouse. Find this guy's jackass dad. Let this happen.
What's coming up on the Buckeye Show tonight?
Guys, coming up tonight, we got two big hours. Austin Ward is hanging out with me. Another big recruiting weekend for the Buckeyes. We'll check in with Mick Walker of Letterman Row, and then we will attempt to answer some of Austin's questions of the day, which will take us to the Ohio State offensive line this evening.
Buckeye Show, top of the hour, right here on The Fan. Back page.
The Back Page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Beamer, I know you are a nerd about this stuff, as am I. What do you want a leaderboard update from? I'm looking at the U.S. Open final qualifying. Golf Channel has really done a good job of their coverage of this over the last 5 years or so. Our guy, former Buckeye, Maxwell Moldovan.
Is he still hanging around?
He seems to have... It's just automatic for him. If he wants to make the U.S. Open, he just has to go and qualify at Miami Valley, Springfield Country Club.
He's qualified there 4 times.
Four? I think it's in a row, too. It might be 4 in a row.
Might be.
Or 4 out of 5, but look at that. You've got Neil Shipley, another former Buckeye who's on the PGA Tour now, and he's the bigger, heavy-set dude with the hair, big personality, fun guy. Used to play at Oakmont outside of Pittsburgh growing up.
The caddy there.
He shot 67-65. I got to think he's basically in. There's still several guys on the course.
They take the top 5 from there, and then over the lakes today, they take the top 4.
That's correct.
Where's Cooch today?
I don't...
Florida.
Is he in Florida?
He was playing yesterday at Muirfield.
Reimer and I were just talking about it. He was playing yesterday here, and he's qualifying down in Florida today.
Let's see, where's the Florida location? I'm looking at Palm Beach Gardens.
That's got to be him.
Palm Beach Gardens. Let's see if Cooch is up there on the leaderboard right now. Miles Russell, Giuseppe Puebla.
Oh, my guy.
Ben Silverman. Ryder Cowan and Tyler Collett. Matt Kuchar. He's 2 under through 11 in his second round of 18. So he's got 7 holes left to try to throw 4 birdies up there on the board.
He can do it.
To qualify for U.S. Open.
Busy 24 hours for Kuch.
That really is.
I was so happy for JT Poston when he won yesterday. That way he didn't have to play 33 holes yesterday and then walk 36 again today. Like that would have been. Imagine losing a playoff and then having to go walk 36 holes again today. I'm like, I couldn't do it.
Well, do you know if Ryan Gerard was qualified?
Yeah, he was.
He was already, by FedEx points or merit, he was qualified. But I was saying, Billy Horschel is also looking like he's in through Springfield Country Club. And Maxwell Moldovan, 7 under as well. And he's got... about 5 holes left to go in his second round of 18. He shot 64 in round one. He's 1 under on his round right now. It's just it is the most grueling thing you can possibly imagine, especially for these guys. I always get a taste of it when they just have us out there to play 1 round at Muirfield Village. And my one roommate in college, who's a total idiot, he knows that.
Gary Woodland.
He would always argue with us about how golf's not a sport. What a sissy's game that is. Those guys aren't athletes at all. I'm like, okay, you can be a John Daly type and play the game.
Craig Stadler exists.
But don't tell me when you're playing 18 holes in that kind of heat on those courses, sometimes 6 days a week with the practice rounds, these guys going from 72 holes to 36 holes in one day, it's exhausting what those guys are doing
also,
right now.
There's the mental aspect that plays into the physical aspect.
Yeah, of course it's not as physical a game as basketball.
You're mentally exhausted because it's all on you.
It's still really tough. I don't care about comparing its physical aspects to every other sport out there. That doesn't make it any less hard.
Buckeye Show is next. We'll see you tomorrow for our big girthy Tuesday show. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got slowdown due to a crash in the right lane on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt after Sawmill Road. Emergency crews are on scene there, causing some extra delay. And we've got a crash on the right shoulder of northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and 5th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Ashcroft & Oak. Show you appreciate him. This Father's Day, show you appreciate him. Ashcroft & Oak. Do it before he says he doesn't need anything. Shop today at nowandforever.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Save big money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get your project started right with our huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, from installing a walkway to setting a post. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening now.
Save big money.